Wednesdays and Saturdays. So hope more people start to notice that we're here.
Hi, this is the Jesse, located here out of the Verified State of Pennsylvania. Looking for check-ins. Good evening.
Hey, calling CQ Liberty Netters. Calling CQ.
Repeat,
KG4 ZHC. Calling for all listeners on Liberty Netters.
Repeat, KG4
ZHC. Calling for all Liberty Netters here on this Wednesday night.
Good evening, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, there you are. Good evening, Bob. KJOY. How's things up in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good. I've been busy doing some painting and some minor work in a master bedroom. And I just sat down with a glass of orange juice, and I got to turn the net logger on.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, then very good. We'll give you a list as soon as we get some more. So thanks, Bob. Enjoy that glass of whatever you're drinking there.
Good old orange juice with pulp.
Some OJ or with the pole. Well, can't say nothing there. Hey, good stuff. The only thing I do is add a little V with it. Have a VO. Hey, this is Wes and I Liberty Net. I'm KT4ZXC. Taking check-ins. Good evening.
204 Hotel X-ray Yankee.
204 HXY.
Okay, I got two of you. The K4, let me get you first.
204, Hotel X-ray Yankee, K4-HXY. Checking in as a listener on the listening on tonight. K4-HXY, back in it.
Okay, Hotel X-ray Yankee, we got you in there. What was the name of location?
Name here is Jim.
Good deal. Well, thank you, Lou, and appreciate you being there, and we'll put you in listening mode over here. So, K4HXY, clear with you. Who was the other station? I know there was more than one station there that was trying to check in. The other station is recognized. You want to try it again, sir? Continue on then. Hey, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie, Jesse, once again for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Taking check-ins. Anyone else would like to join us this evening? Please call now.
Juliet Alpha X-ray, WB2JAX.
Okay, WB2JAX. Good evening, Mr. Garrett, and I'm doing my usual handwriting logging tonight. Good to hear you. I'm staying up in Jersey.
Yeah, you're coming in real good, Jesse. No ghost noise on the frequency as of now, and I could hear Bob over there, J-O-Y. Everybody seems to be coming in pretty good. Over.
Hey, yeah, very good. And you're coming in Lima Charlie yourself there. Almost FM quality there. Hey, well, Gary, thanks for being here tonight, and we'll be back around to you in just a short.
Roger, roger.
Hey, this is KG4ZXC, clear with WB2JX, and that's This is Gary out of New Jersey. This is the Intercontinental.
Yeah, I'm calling my early morning shift now.
Hi, this is the Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and we're still taking check-ins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's see what time it is here.
It is about 10:05 or 22:05
here on the East Coast.
And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Jesse, located here in the Allegheny Mountains of Lotus Rock, state of Pennsylvania. Once again, calling the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Looking for further check-ins for StartNet. Are there anyone else out there? Okay, well, I'm hearing nothing, so we'll go ahead and get ready to start and open the net. Mr. Bob, is the old net logger up and running?
It is, Jesse. What was the four call that was listening?
That's Mr. Lou, I believe, Kilo 4, Hotel X-Ray Yankee.
Kilo 4, Hotel X-Ray Yankee?
Yeah, let me see if he's still in there. K4, Hotel X-Ray Yankee, you still on frequency, sir?
Oh, I'm still here. You're still here, back to that. K4,
X-Ray Shoring. Okay, quick question. Did you say it was Louie?
My son-in-law's name is Lou. My name is Jim. He and I are always together here and listen to the Liberty Net with great regularity. We're both great fans of the Liberty Net. So here's my information. His call is KM4RO. So back then, this is K4HR4.
Okay, I didn't know you guys are brothers. Okay, good deal. And y'all in proximity, so very good. Repeat his call, and we're going to put him down anyway on the logger. I know he's over there beside you listening. So, yeah, could you give me his call again?
Roger, his call is KM4RLO. KM4RLO. K4HR4.
Okay, and he's Lou, and you're James.
Roger, that's correct.
Okay, very good. We got it straightened out that time. Hey, very good, James, and good to have you guys aboard. All right, this is, let me move on, and back to you, Bob. Do you copy everything?
Yes, I did get James, and then the Lou call, that was a Kilo Mike, number 4, Romeo Mike Oscar?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I show that as a Clipper.
Did you get that straightened out, Bob?
Well, as I said, I put in Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Mike Oscar, and I show Clifford. Was that, do I have the wrong call?
Negative, no, you got the right call, I guess. Hey, good golly. Mr. James, is your brother's name listed different?
His name is Lou, and the call is KM4RLO, KM4RLO, this is K4HR4.
Okay, Romeo Lima, Oscar, did I get Did I get it right that time?
Roger, correct, correct.
Okay, that's what I missed. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about that, sir. And Bob, that was Romeo Lima, Oscar.
Okay, I've got that corrected. Is he going to check in or is he just listening?
He's going to be listening mode.
Okay, I will make it yellow for listening.
Hey, very good. Let's continue on. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. One last call before we go ahead and open up the net. Are there anyone else that would like to check in? Hey, very good. Well, Mr. Bossy, you mind doing the honors, sir?
I will be happy to, Mr. Jesse. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974. Founded by the late Mr. Victor, W1WZR, God bless him. This is the area net, the gold standard, libertynetradio.org.org. Don't put anything else in. You'll get perverted. Okay, current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, oh God, please be with us, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I'll pass it back to our host, KG4ZX Tennessee.
Hi, very good, Bob, and thank you once again for being here tonight, and everyone else who's checked in so far. It always seems to get started off a little slow once in a while, but that's just the way it goes. Well, I am Jesse. I'm out of Devoted Cross, State of Pennsylvania, once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and yeah, you can look us up at libertynetradio.org. Yes, that's O-R-G. Don't put nothing else in there. You might be surprised. All right, let's see. I was going to start the net off with something really spectacular tonight, but I found out that there's nothing really that spectacular except the same old drama that we get from the installed government that we have here in this country. And I really don't know what to really open up with tonight because there's so much out there that it's just overwhelming to try to keep up with. So it's my day to just sit back and just not take it all in and try to have a peace of mind. With that, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. We're going to move it to the top of the list to open up it to whatever topic Bill brings up. That's what we're going to roll with for the time being. So, Mr. Bill, KO4FE, come on in.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Well, I'll tell you, Jesse, you know, this China virus or whatever variant is going around, you know, this has upset the whole world. Tens of thousands, millions of people have been dead from this thing, whether you believe the hospital reports or not. There's not, I know people that have had it, and they've had a rough time. I'm not going to get into the individual stories because it's, you know, this was told to me not to be broadcast, not to, in conversation, not intended to be broadcasted all over the country. So I'm not going to give the individual stories, but I'm just saying these people had it. It wasn't good. They survived, but it was rough. But anyway, and then we got all the stuff with the masks and all the controversy there and the lockdowns and quarantines and all that's worth talking about. I'm not dismissing it, believe me, but in the back of my mind, what the important issue that's not getting enough attention is, why the hell are these scientists cooking up these damn viruses? I mean, it's almost like the scientific, or at least certain scientists, are like on some kind of government handouts to do all kinds of weird stuff that really has no apparent upside. I mean, what good does it do to cook up viruses that are normally of no threat to human beings and somehow genetically manipulate them to where they all of a sudden people can get these viruses and die from them? And this Dr. Fauci seems to have his hand in everything. And this story here is a real mind blower. And again, Fauci is involved. He's funding. His fingers are in all these weird medical experiments. And this one actually is, this is some sick stuff. I'm just going to prepare you. Well, anyway, this is off the Gateway Pundit. Here's a headline. Forgotten monument to dead orphans from Fauci's tortuous and deadly AIDS testing is located in New York State. So this isn't just rumor. This is, seems totally legitimate. Well, anyway, let me get into this story, and I'll tell you, you better be sitting down to listen to this. In August, Gateway Pundit contributor Cassandra Fairbanks broke the story on Fauci's use of taxpayer money to torture beagles in barbaric animal testing. Dr. Fauci funded a study in Tunisia where beagle dogs were eaten alive by parasite-infected flies. That's bad enough. But just keep lifting. Dr. Fauci also spent over $16 million in taxpayer funds on disturbing so-called toxic brain injection experiments on monkeys in 2018. All right, that sounds pretty sick, but we're still talking animals. Dr. Fauci more recently was caught funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China, blamed for the production and leak of the coronavirus. Fauci lied about his funding of the lab under oath numerous times. But Dr. Fauci's sinister work does not stop there. Fauci has a long history of mass death, barbarism, and lies. Now listen to this story. In 2004, Dr. Fauci's NIH was also caught funding experiments on AIDS orphans at a New York City hospital. The Gateway Pundit reported on this dark Fauci chapter in October. The Fauci NIH approved experiments on hundreds of New York City orphans. We're not talking orphan dogs or orphan monkeys. We're talking about orphan human beings. Anyway, government agencies and pharmaceutical companies used the orphans in a deadly AIDS drug trial. In 2005, the city of New York hired the Vera Institute to form a final report on the drug trials. Vera was given no access to medical records for any of the children used in the trials. Their report was published in 2008. They reported that 25 children died during the drug studies, that an additional 55 children died following the studies in foster care. And according to Tim Ross, director of the child welfare program at Vera, as of 2009, 29% of the remaining 417 children who were used in drug studies had died out of a total of 532 children that were admitted to have been used. the Wikipedia writers cover up all the details as is expected. No payments or compensation have been paid to any of the children used in the trials or to their families. A hospital nurse later spoke out to reporters about the testing. She reported the children would immediately get sick, break out, or throw up during the testing. They were orphans at the incarceration children's center in New York City. On Tuesday, the Gateway Pundit reported on Dr. Fauci's torture and medical murder of at least 85 orphan minority children in New York, children who were vulnerable, could not consent, and who were not missed. Ann Rosen of LifeSite News wrote a good recap of Fauci's crimes against children earlier this month. These children were buried in mass graves at the Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Hawthorne, New York, in Westchester County, and otherwise forgotten. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that Anthony Fauci is America's Joseph Mengele for what he did to poor orphan minority kids in the 1980s. These extreme claims are the subject of a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called The Real Anthony Fauci. In Chapter 7, the Kennedy heir lays out the NIAID's barbaric and illegal experiments on children. Kennedy refers to Fauci as America's homegrown Mengele. Well, listen to this. In an excerpt below from Kennedy's explosive book describing Fauci's medical experiments on children, he says, Chef continued, these drugs being given to children are toxic. They're known to cause genetic mutation, organ failure, bone marrow death, bodily deformations, brain damage, and fatal skin disorders. If the children refused the drugs, they were held down and force-fed. If the children continued to resist, they were taken to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where a surgeon put a plastic tube through their abdominal wall into their stomachs. From then on, the drugs were injected directly into their intestines. In 2003, two children, aged 6 and 12, had debilitating strokes due to drug toxicities. A 6-year-old went blind. They both died shortly after. Another 14-year-old died recently. An 8-year-old boy had two plastic surgeries to remove large, fatty, drug-induced lumps from his neck. Robert Kennedy sat for an interview this past month to journalist James Corbett, where he laid out some key arguments from the book and specifically explained the facts on Fauci's illegal testing on orphan children. He said Fauci tested harsh chemotherapy drugs on orphan children in order to determine its use for AIDS treatment in the 1980s. Fauci even got control of foster homes in 7 states. Children were tortured to death. Children were denied guardians or any kind of legal protector. Children who refused to take Fauci's drugs had feeding tubes installed so drug companies could administer the drugs even when the kids fought back. Most of the children did not have HIV or AIDS. They were just used as guinea pigs to see if they could survive the harsh drug regime. At least 85 kids died as part of these experiments. I mean, this is pretty sick shit, I'm telling you. The graveyard where these children were thrown into a pit filled with hundreds of coffins, sometimes stuffed with multiple children, is buried under an astroturf pit in New York. These are the victims of Fauci's crime, says Kennedy. The Gateway Pundit was able to locate this memorial to the orphan children killed by Fauci and the NIH in New York State, and it shows a picture of it. The orphans are not forgotten. There are toys and flowers left at the memorial. The names of the orphans are listed on the memorial wall. and an angel holds a stuffed teddy bear. It said, what a sad chapter for America. How grotesque that these people behind this were working for our government. How terrifying that the doctor who approved this is still in charge at the NIH. I tell you what, this is pretty bizarre and nauseating crap. I mean, it's bad enough that they're torturing dogs to death with, you know, they cut out their vocal cords so they couldn't bark, and then they injected them with sedatives, and then they put their heads inside of a chamber that was loaded with these parasite-infected flies just to see what would happen. And Dr. Fauci was involved or funding this stuff, and then you got the experimenting with toxic brain injections on monkeys, and then finally they're injecting babies and small children with these damn drugs, these dangerous drugs. You know, they couldn't do it with normal kids because the parents, of course, would say, forget it, we ain't letting our kid do this. But here you got Fauci doing it to orphan kids that nobody even knows about. This guy is evil, I'm telling you. If all this stuff's true, this guy needs to be removed. He needs to be arrested and put in prison for a long time. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, very good, Bill. Wow. You know, that's downright disgusting what these people are capable of doing. But, you know, we gotta remember, you know, it's a good thing you did bring it up, because we need to be reminded on a daily basis what evil out here lurks. And now is not the time to bring our guard down. We need to stay on top of the game. And, yeah, Fauci, he's got to go. I don't know what the heck you're going to do to these people when, you know, we have a two-tier justice system. You know, their side and our side. So, I pray something good comes from all this. But, yeah, Fauci's got to go. Piece of crap. Anyway, thanks, Bill. KO4FE. This is KG4ZXC in the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Mr. Bob, K8JOY. You have the deck, sir. Come on in.
Roger, Roger, Mr. Jesse, and everyone listening to the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Well, interesting today, where the information was brought about Roe versus Wade, and I think it's Mississippi. One of the states wants the abortion to be illegal after 15 weeks. So there was they were playing it on Fox News. I do not have a transcript of it, but I was listening to it, and it was kind of interesting. The Biden administration take on it was they want to keep it in the federal level so that people have the right to make their own choice. Interesting. Have the right to make their own choice to an abortion. But apparently we can't have our own choice for the Fauci-ouchie. So kind of unique that this is being presented. And that's their position. I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the exact wording, but it was said that the federal government and the Biden's position, the Biden administration's position, was that in the event of a pregnancy, people can joyfully continue their lives after this unwanted pregnancy. So they can joyfully continue their lives after they kill a unborn child. How sad. But I do think it's unique. They're talking about the freedom and the right for the woman to choose what she does with her body. And nobody on the right, nobody on the left is making that comparison. That's the same thing we're saying about the Fauci-ouchie. Amazing. This world world is upside down. Back to you, Mr. Jesse, KC4DX Tennessee.
Okay, very good, Bob. And, yeah, when it comes down to the wire, these people need to be, they need to be just booted out. Oh, and the guy that commented on the audio, is that better?
No, you can still hear the fan roaring in the background.
Okay, yeah, I gotta do something about that. I don't have enough room on my table to get the fan away from this microphone too much more. Hey, we'll try it that way with a little bit of rejection. Hey, thank you, sir. Hey, Mr. Bob, well, you know, it is a crazy world. Thank you, sir, for bringing that up, though. Everybody needs to constantly have a reminder of what's going on around us on a daily basis. So thank you, Bob.
KHJY. And the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and this is, let's see, I'm going down my list here.
Mr. James is in listening mode. That's K4HXY down there in Florida, D-Land, Florida. Thanks for being here tonight. You and your brother Luke, KM4RLO. I get it right that time. All right, let's see. Mr. Gary, it looks like it's going down to you, sir. WB2JAX. Come on in, Gary.
Okay, Jesse. KG4X, DX22, this is WB2JAX,
Gary.
Yes, sir, we have I was impressed with that thing about the orphans. I didn't know nothing about that. I did know about the experiments on those dogs from Fauci belongs in an orange suit behind bars. The only thing you could say. I'd like to do more to him, but an orange shoe would be okay. I have a couple things. I won't hold it up too long. But I guess.